pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We have reached the final hour. An update at 6:30. We'll have the latest on the caller bracket. We are moving through the second round. Speaking of that, the favorite, according to ESPN Bet, just kidding, of course, to win the caller bracket this year is legend, and he is next.
What's going on, my blackhead brother? What's going on, bud?
Legend.
Man, Paul, I'm just sitting here in the legend cave, man. I'm already crimson down, baby. I'm already locked in. I'm locked in. I'm praying. Brother Nelson will show up. I'm praying. Loving it, baby. Loving this Crimson Tide team, man. Loving what Nate Oates is doing. Man, Paul, here in the legend cave, you know, few men have ever been allowed in here. T.I., Burt Reynolds, Lee Marvin, to name a few. But just hanging out here, man, I seen the bat signal coming from Kentucky, Paul, and every now and then I like to help the people, man. I thought Michael Eaves was great today. You could hear the frustration in his voice, couldn't you, Paul? Couldn't you hear it, bro?
Yeah, I mean, it was. And by the way, I understand that Cal and Mitch Barnhart are doing a local television interview together that will air sometime in the next few minutes. I can't imagine how painful that is going to be to watch.
Well, I have another paragraph that wasn't read from Mitch Barnhart. This wasn't published, but it goes like this. At the end of every year, we reevaluate the basketball team and the coach. And at the end of this year, we realize we don't have $30 million to pay this bum. So he's the coach for the next season. But let's move past that, Kentucky. Let's move past that. Light bulb moment. You stuck with him. Light bulb moment. So I'm going to give you a key. I like to help somebody every now and then, and I got a lot of respect for Kentucky fans. I think they're the nearest thing to Alabama football fans in the world. Got a lot of respect and love for them. So I'm going to tell you the key and pass this along to Calipari. I know he's a hard head. He's kind of stupid in a way. He's been running that same triangle offense they ran for Jordan and Kobe in the NBA. And it always costs him when it comes down to the crucial moments in the game because he got no real knowledge of who the real point guard is in that offense. So I'm going to tell you the key from the Nate Oates coaching school. The reason Nate Oates is in the Sweet 16 again is because he went and got Aaron Estrada, a veteran guard who had tournament experience. He went and got Mark Sears, a tournament guard who had tournament experience. And by the way, last week, he just went and got the Pepperdine guard in the transfer portal, Houston Madley, who has experience. Go to South Carolina and get that Johnson kid and bring him and get you a veteran guard in that offense. All these freshman point guards that are five stars are great. But you need a veteran with leadership in the NCAA tournament. Go to the transfer portal and get the Johnson kid. What's his name? Meechie Johnson, coming from South Carolina. And you'll get past St. Peter's in Oakland. Let's just hope you don't play Stony Brook next year. Now, moving on. Hey, Pa, I see Neighbors ran a 4.3 40 today in his LSU pro day. That's pretty impressive, ain't it, brother?
Very impressive.
You think he's the first wide receiver drafted? You think he goes ahead of Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I think he does. And I remember when Marvin Harrison Jr. Owned the world. What happened to him?
It's like he just quit doing workouts. I'm big time. I ain't got to show anything. I ain't got to go to Indy or anything. But I tell you what, them LSU wide receivers that go pro, man, all you got to do is look at Chase and Jefferson. It ain't hard to figure. They produce big-time pro wide receivers. But it made me think, Paul, all that talent at Pro Day at LSU. I seen a Heisman quarterback, 2,000-yard receivers, and hell, Coach Kelly couldn't win with that, Paul. What makes you think he's going to win this year without all that? What makes you think this guy's got a big-time year in him, Paul? What's the justification for that? Do you have one?
I refuse to answer on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
It reminds me of that song, Breakdown. Go ahead and give it to me. Breakdown. Brian Kelly's got another 8-win season. Breakdown. He's headed to Middle Tennessee State. Breakdown. Woo! Bad LSU. All that talent. He still had a pathetic feed. And I hear he's putting Perkins back at middle linebacker. Brilliant move. Let me say this to AJ Styles. You're going to lose at WrestleMania just like Georgia lost at Football Mania. That's right, Georgia fans. You remember Nick Saban climbs to the top rope, off the top rope with an atomic bomb to Kirby's head. He picks him up and DDTs him in the middle of the ring. 1, 2, 3. Nick Saban takes the mantle back. You remember Football Mania, Georgia fans. You remember it. I know Jim Harbaugh throws some salt in his eyes a week later and had stole some signs, but that's beside the point right there, baby. That's beside the point right there. But get it right, Kentucky fans. Good job, Malik Davis. AJ Styles, you going down. And let me tell you something, North Carolina. That Tar Heel, you get ready. 100 Alabama teams coming. I'm Crimson down in the Legend Cave, ready to get down. Black Cat has left the building, gotten on his black horse, and rode into the darkness.
Thank you, Legend. Todd is up next.
Hey, pal. Thanks for taking my call, buddy. Good. It's been a pretty day today. Hey, y'all. I want to apologize to Matt. I didn't know he had all them health issues, Paul. And I hate I said what I said now, but I do give Squirrel everything he got for trying to help him, too. And that's a good thing. But, Paul, I don't remember a lot of folks calling in telling you. Squirrel's the only one that I know can come around a stage, trip over the wires, do a backflip, and the hound's still on the plate, brother. I saw that with my own eyes, but anyway, Paul, am I in or am I out?
Todd, you're still in.
Okay, all right. And tell Cheerleader, she got the best looking of the year, so don't worry about that. And she said something about taking the uniform off and putting it back on. I don't care, Cheerleader, I'm going to still be looking, girl. Roll Tide, Paul. Thank you, buddy.
Trey is up next in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Trey.
Well. Speaking of Cheerleader, Paul, and I'm glad she's doing well, I don't think y'all realize this. Didn't she lose to Handsome Joe? Did I just see that?
I think that is correct.
Well, what a great sitcom name, Handsome Joe and the Cheerleader. I think that would be great to have them two on your show every day for about 5 minutes. I think that'd be a great little sitcom. But, Paul, I have a serious question for you today. I think you're a very smart man and that kind of stuff, but can you please tell me, you got into it, Dwayne, what is your expertise on going to the barbershop? That's what I want to know, Paul.
It is non-existent.
And Paul, Squirrel, talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd, I had the privilege of seeing Lynyrd Skynyrd in 1977 in Mobile Municipal Auditorium. I still have my ticket stub, and it's got $6 on it. But I remember back then we could go the day of there was $6 day of the show, and we could go anytime before the show and have to stand in line, and they were $5. So that just goes to show you that people would stand in line to save a dollar back then in 77. And how much the value of the dollar has decreased. But you'll never guess who the warm-up band was that night, Paul. Ted Nugent.
Oh, my
How
goodness.
Crazy is that?
That's
yes,
amazing.
Sir. Thank you for taking my call, Paul. You have a great day.
Thank you, Trey. You be well. You take care of yourself. Kelvin is in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hello, Kelvin.
Hello, where are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Feinbarn, I am a UK alum, born and raised in Kentucky. I bleed blue and a little frustrated that we have become basically a farm squad for the NBA. I think that's our biggest problem. I think when you look at the performance, especially on defense from this team this year, there's a lot more focus on getting these kids ready for the pros. I'm not quite sure why we even were told that we have 37 players, cumulative of about $3.3 billion in contracts in the NBA right in the middle of college basketball season, when the importance of Kentucky is the pride of wearing that blue and winning national championships and SEC championships.
You are correct.
I believe, honestly, that that focus is the problem. These kids don't have any fealty to UK. Very few of them, I would think, know what you're even about our heritage at that school. And their loyalty is, in my opinion, is to getting to the NBA. They gain the advantage of wearing that blue and the exposure, but have no commitment to making sure that that school is successful on a national level and when it comes to March Madness. And I believe Calipari is the leading cause of that. I think that you would think that they were getting an incentive or kickback from the NBA for all the kids they push into the NBA, and that maybe the school was making money from it, but of course we're not. And so it leaves Kentucky out in the cold, and everyone else is gaining the advantage of wearing that Kentucky blue. And Kentucky itself isn't gaining the advantage of still being dominant, still being who we used to be, the winningest program in the history of college basketball. I believe that's owned by Kansas now. And so that's really my take on it. I appreciate you taking my call, but I don't believe it's going to change. I believe the focus is always, as long as Calipari's there, is going to be on us being the number one farm team for the NBA in college basketball.
Kelvin, well said. Thank you very, very much. A very sobering analysis of UK basketball. We'll take a short break. We have 45 minutes remaining. We hope you'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We are back. More phone calls coming in here, and Joey is up next. Hello, Joey.
Hey, Paul, what happened to all you naysayers? Can I mention their name?
Of course.
AJ, JK, Jim, I-Man, because the legend messed my call up. Usually he's last. And, you know, they don't say anything until we lose. But they always want to talk about somebody, but they always want to talk about Alabama. One other question. Who would you pick, Tyson or Jake Paul?
I think I'll go with Jake. I think Tyson, yeah. Even though he can still punch well, I don't think he'll be able to take the beating that he is about to get. Hey, thank you for the call. Augie is in New Orleans.
Paul, remember, was it last summer or last fall, early fall, when Mark Stoops and Calipari got into it about which sport was rising and which was descending?
Sure.
Do you think that Mark Stoops has a smirk on his face today?
I think he does. I mean, there is no love lost with anyone up there. I mean, that is a really crazy place.
If you would have to bet your life on a yes, no, is Stoops happy the basketball team lost? Yes, no.
Yes.
There you go.
Listen, I mean, I know that I've been around these guys, and they talk a great game, but you know what it's like behind the scenes.
Of course. And do you blame Stoops at all?
No.
I don't either. So can we now say, Paul, as of today, that Kentucky is a football school?
I think every place is a football school when you consider the money that comes from football versus basketball.
But come on, we're talking Kentucky, Paul. We're not talking LSU.
Listen, Kentucky fans make Kentucky basketball great. I mean, they are the most unique basketball fans I have come in contact with. And that includes Duke and North Carolina, UConn, all the gold-plated names. No, nothing compares to Kentucky basketball fans.
You know, when I knew Kentucky was really worthless, when LSU beat them in Baton Rouge. I mean, come on, Paul. LSU beats anybody. I mean, they got bumped out of the NIT in the first round by North Texas State. I mean, how embarrassing is that? I mean, that's pretty low. But anyway, Kentucky fans, don't worry. Your baseball team, they might have a good season this year. Unlike LSU, Paul, we dropped another series, Paul.
Oh my goodness, I did not realize that. I haven't been keeping up with baseball.
In Baton Rouge. And guess who we play this weekend?
Who's that?
Arkansas.
Oh, man.
They're going to sweep us. Jay Johnson has taken the year off. I'm going to give him a mulligan for this year because last year he won it with his team despite his coaching. LSU baseball is tanking, Paul. It is tanking. But I got to ask you, Paul, why are you guys harassing Matt?
We're not harassing Matt. We're giving Matt a forum to contribute, and I think he has done that.
All right. You don't think you're going over the top beating up on Matt, who self-confessed some hardships that he's have to overcome?
Listen, I think it's good for Matt to share his past with us.
All right, Paul.
Thank
All
you,
I got to do is...
Got it. Great to hear from you. Elliot is up next.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I heard Jeff's call yesterday, and am I reading between the lines that maybe Jeff was calling on behalf of Jim to talk about the people that didn't make the brackets, the Paul Feinbaum bracket?
It really did sound like Jeff was toting Jim's water because Jeff had the same call that he's had 1,000 times. It sounded like Jim put him up to it. And remember, he acted like, we were talking about Jim when as I mentioned, that was the first mention of Jim. I mean, unfortunately for Jim, he just doesn't matter anymore. He's already been forgotten about for the most part. He hasn't called in 2 weeks, and we forget easily.
And this buddy-buddy thing, SEC Big Ten, that Jeff keeps talking about, I can tell you what the thing is. It's like when you grab a snake and you're kind of handling the snake, the Big Ten is like a big anaconda that's eventually going to squeeze the soul out of the SEC.
Right.
It's just a matter of time.
Is there a predicate to that sentence, Elliot?
No. And here's the other thing. I realized in listening to Jeff's call that there's definitely an Ohio accent. What the heck, Paul? We both had the same accent. I didn't realize people from Ohio had an accent. What the heck?
Well, it depends. I mean, as you know, Ohio's a big state. If you're on the eastern side, you might sound a little bit more like one way. If you're over there in Toledo on the Michigan border, you might have a different sound. Thank you very, very much. Johnny B. is up next.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Very well.
First off, I hope my tweet-in campaign hadn't messed up your Twitter account, like overloaded
it.
Oh, no.
We keep up with it. People don't realize, Johnny, and you do. We see it all. We have eyes
in
the back of our head, as my mother used to say.
It's just one of them things where you don't give up. You know, you just got to keep clawing. you know, it's kind of like, man, I'm
Johnny,
not
beating
you.
We may do what Putin did and just declare you the winner.
That'd be all right. That'd be fine with me. Just, you know, it's looking like, you know, with all this kale nosing or green nosing that's going on, you know, I'm sure you're enjoying it. But, you know, when it gets down to the serious part, we'll have to take some kind of action. But, Matt, dude, we ain't trying to hurt you. We're trying to give you, you know, you're used to a handout, and Squirrel offered you a hand up. There's a big difference in that. So just don't confuse that and get mad at the guy. If you're happy where you are, work on your situation. But he wasn't trying to hurt you. He was trying to help you. But one other thing about this Calipari deal today, you have to kind of decide, are you going to recruit players like Saban did? You know, I get on Saban all the time, but I'll take up for him today. They recruit players, and they want to develop them in their system over the years. Well, that one and done started it in basketball. It really wasn't, you know, it was a three-year deal in college football, but it's working into the same thing. It seems like parity is going, there's the dynasty runs, I believe, are completely over as long as the system like it is right now, which I'm sure makes it good for selling for TV because there's, you know, if there's only one or two teams, you know, nobody cares as much as if everybody's team's got a chance. So it's kind of like all the college sports is in a gray area right now, and they're going to have to do something to police that guy that left Alabama and went back to his home state. I wasn't aware that you could take money, then just come back without ever playing again. There's a big problem.
Johnny, that's the flaw in the system, but it's hard to legislate something that's borderline illegal. I hate to run. We're up against the break. We will have a major announcement about the caller bracket, only the caller bracket, when we come back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back here in the Situation Room with some breaking news from the caller bracket. Number 7 seed John from Louisville has stunned John from St. Louis in the biggest upset so far of the tournament. Handsome Joe at the upper bar will play Tanner. We heard from Tanner. Tanner knocked off Expired. Very well-respected call. Dominic dusted off Susie. And there's the shocker. John from Louisville, who has been panned by some of the audience, stunned John from St. Louis. In the Black Hat regional, we have a bit of an update as well. So Dwayne in New Orleans moves on over Vance from Georgia, who had a really great call today. We have the first reaction to his defeat. John in St. Louis. Sorry, John. Sorry about the upset.
Well, Paul, let me tell you right now, I'm really not surprised.
Okay.
I've been the black sheep of the 64 family. Let's call it that, okay? And I can tell you right now, the reason I called, though, and, you know, I appreciate the bracketology of the show And, you know, if that's the decisions that are made, Paul, that's fine with me. But I was going to talk
John, these
a little...
are not decisions that are made. These are votes that are calculated and tabulated. I know you see a conspiracy under every bush, but you lost, John. Just accept
well,
it.
Well, Paul, let me just tell you,
you got thumped.
All events in your life are somewhat a conspiracy, Paul.
No.
And why don't you just admit that?
I'm surprised you didn't open your comments by saying you're not going to have John from St. Louis to kick around anymore like your hero Richard E. Nixon did.
Well, I mean,
he lost the governor's race to Pat Brown.
Paul, here's the bottom line. I'm gonna move off of that, but I have one last statement to say about that.
Okay.
Is that was a very true statement by Mr. Nixon. And do you remember where that event was held when he came down out of his apartment or his room up in, what hotel was it in Los Angeles, Paul? Where did he come down to the press and talk to them about
John,
that?
John, I must admit, I don't remember that, but I do remember seeing it many, many times.
Well, that was the Ambassador Hotel.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the Bobby Kennedy was shot, but we're not going to talk that.
No.
I don't want to talk about that because I really did admire the Kennedys, too. Anyway, Paul, what I'm going to talk about here, it get back to the focus of the show, which is supposed to be the SEC Network, which you really don't pay a lot of attention to, Paul, okay? I'm going to talk about the institution of Auburn, okay, and how people like AJ and also Iman call up here and talk business. Okay, they want to talk business. Let's talk about how your team choked against inferior competition in the NCAA basketball tournament. So I really don't feel really bad about what happened at the University of Missouri this year with their basketball, because if you clowns from Auburn, AJ and Iman, if you can't get your act together and at least put up a fight against a subpar talent, then you guys are a bunch of clowns. And that's what they are, Paul. And you continue to rate them higher than me on the Final 64? What's the answer to that? How can you rate them higher than me, Paul, because of that?
I don't make these rules, Mr. John.
Well, how do you come up with this stuff then, Paul?
Well, we have a team here. Hey, by the way, John, I know you're going to get upset with what I'm about to say, but we fact-checked you, and Nixon apparently, give me one second. I want to make sure I'm correct on this. You said the Ambassador Hotel, which is a very famous place because sadly Bobby Kennedy was shot there by Sirhan Sirhan in 1968.
Right.
But when Richard E. Nixon lost to Pat Brown, Jerry Brown's father, he spoke at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. So you are wrong sir.
That's not correct, Paul. That's not correct. I was there.
This is from the Richard Nixon Foundation. I don't think they made that up.
No, Paul, I was there.
Oh, you were at the hotel?
Yes, I was.
Well, you may have been at the Ambassador, but Mr. Nixon was at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
And, Paul, I'm going to end it like this.
I realize this has only happened, 62 years ago, but it did happen.
Well, Paul, I told you, I'm 77, and continually, the rest of your callers, and you included, continue to make fun of me, and that's okay.
By the way, that is the most accurate thing you've said tonight.
I know that, and I'm going to say this to you, Paul.
What did he say? John, are you still there? John? AJ, John,
Paul, hello, Paul, are you there, Paul?
Yeah, yes, we are.
This is John again. This is John E. Nixon here, Paul M. Nixon. I'm sorry, it's John M. Nixon. You know the conspiracy guy. You know, I started a conspiracy of Missouri basketball was worth a damn, Paul. Like, you know, let me tell you something, John, from Missouri. The reason you're out of the quality bracket, John, is because you cannot win, John. You can't get out of your glass box. You got promoted, and you still can't see the forest for the trees, Paul. I mean, come on, John. You want to complain. You want to say it's rigged. You want to say that we're paid off. You want to say all this stuff. But you know what I can tell you about your basketball team? They're not worth a damn. You don't talk about Auburn basketball, John. SEC champions, you punk. I don't care if you're 30 years older than me or not, John. I've had enough of it. You know, you come in here and you try to sway your... You want to say what you think is going on, and you don't have a damn clue, John. But, Paul, can I use your platform for 1 minute? Because I'm headed to my grandson's 4th birthday party. Can I use your platform? I got a PSA that I really need to get out.
Go ahead, quickly, because we're having a hard time hearing you.
Are you familiar with the Wishbone? Boys,
hey, for some reason, AJ, we just simply, your connection was so bad, we literally could not hear what you had to say. It wasn't anything about what you were about to say, or maybe it was. Stacy is up next in Birmingham. Hello, Stacy.
All he do is come on. Hello, John. Because he ain't got nothing else to say. And I'm talking about 4th and 31, AJ. He said something about me yesterday. But let me say this. AJ, you're going to have to get over it. You're going to have to get over it. Your football team's are and your basketball team's are. And so you're going to have to get over it, man. You're going to have to get over it. Stop calling my name. Take them glasses off. Let me see your eyes, man. Let me look into your eyes, AJ. Stop calling my name, man. That's all I got to say about AJ, Paul. But, Paul, the day I want to, you know, it's kind of late in the show, and I know everybody ain't really tuned in like they was at first, so I'm going to give my flowers to somebody tomorrow. But AJ spoiled it, man. He spoiled the whole day, man. Talking crazy. I ain't talking about nothing. Like I just said, he's sorry, his football team's sorry, and his basketball team's sorry. War Eagle X. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Stacy, another Stacy. This one's in Tennessee. Hello, Stacy.
Hey, man, I want to just call you in because I missed your call, and you went there on Monday. But damn it, I'm tired of hearing war damn eagle. What they need to say is, damn, these eagles suck. They ain't done a damn thing. My man, and AJ, you ain't done nothing. You guys just lose. You had Frank Thomas in baseball. He didn't win the World Series. You had big-ass Barkley in basketball. He never won a damn thing. You had Bo Jackson. He didn't win a damn thing. I'm sick and tired of hearing this war damn eagles. What AJ and I man need to say is, damn, these eagles suck. That's all I got to say. Thank you for taking my call because they don't do nothing. And go fighting LSU Tigers because we have won in every sport. Thank you.
Okay, that'll be the end of that. We'll be right back with much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back here, and let's head to the calls, and I-Man is up next.
Well, what a lovely afternoon there, Paul Feinbaum. How's it going?
Well, thank you. It is great.
Look, today's a good day. Today's a new day. I mean, you know, what happened yesterday, we moved past that. It was good to hear from Jeff from Chicago. I do agree with Jeff on some things. I don't know that you're necessarily trying to run people off. I think you're trying to get a row out of them. Why don't you let these people row themselves? But I know you're trying to push me around, but see, you can't push me around because I'm not easily pushed. I mean, you made a comment yesterday, I used to be a good caller. You know what? Nick Saban used to be a head coach too. But the difference between me and Nick, we both used to be something. Nick quit, I didn't. I mean, I'm just following the topic. Y'all showing the little short fella out there playing golf and doing all these wonderful things. I'm just following the topic. Every time y'all bring him up, I'm going to respond. just like you do. You don't respond when Auburn does something, but when they get beat, boy, you're all over Auburn's ass and everybody else. I mean, now you're sucking up to people in Texas who you were sucking up to LSU last year. I mean, that's going to be Texas this year. I mean, you're just looking, you out there wandering around looking for somebody to coattail on, aren't you?
I'm just doing my job.
Oh, yeah, that's right, doing your job.
Yeah, you have a job, my man, whatever that job means, you know, fixing people's window units, and I have a job talking to people like you.
Why would you say it like that, Paul? You know it's bigger than that. Why do you feel extra special about yourself, maybe putting down hardworking people, you know, people that assault the very
country? Wait a minute.
Don't talk over me. Don't talk over me.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I forgot.
I mean, I was making a point.
You have an inferiority complex.
No, I don't have an inferiority complex. You do. I mean, you feel like you got to get your jab in, but I'm not jabbing guy. I'm not scared of you, Paul. I'll pick up the phone and call you. I told you I was going to call you every day for the rest of your life. You can't push me around like Tammy and Charles and Jim and some of these other folks. I mean, I'm a straight shooter. I can look you in the eye and I can match wits with you. I'm quick. I'm real quick. While you're still sitting trying to get your gun out of your holster like Barney Fife and shoot yourself in the foot, I'm way ahead of you. I'm just Arnie over there. I mean, I'm just Andy over there watching you, you know, shoot yourself in the foot. But no, Nick quit. I didn't. War damn Eagle, Paul.
Thanks, Otis. Oh, I'm sorry. That's an old Andy Griffith joke, but you had to be there. But he did sound like Otis. Otis was the guy on Andy Griffith. Was it Andy and Mayberry, whatever the name of the show was, where Otis was a town drunk, but he was a lovable drunk. And on Saturday night, he would get drunk before they arrested him. He'd walk in. He had the keys to the jail. He let himself in. That's I-Man on this show. Joey is up next. Hello, Joey.
Hey, Fine Bomb, you just got my worst colors on there, and that's AJ and I-Man. I'm going to tell you what. AJ is
Joey,
the son
of
I-Man.
I'm glad that we are improving the calls.
And I'm telling you what.
With you.
That dude's saying, man, he needs to change his pictures, because I think you can whoop his butt any day of the week. So this picture looks so dang old, it's unreal. And that age, that one from Pale City, he need to get the glasses off and change him to a new profile, because that ain't what he looks like. You know, it really ain't. But
tell me this, because you've been a really great caller. Where do you live
all
in
right.
Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Where do you live?
In Springboro, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Let me give you some address.
No,
you tell
I've been
AJ to Springboro. Come see
me. I think I told this story once, but I bought a dog in Springville, and he was a great dog.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Well, there's a dog just cost a lot of money right here that ran through the yard and cut his artery in his foot. And it was a lot of money then, because I stayed at the hospital last night at about 8:30.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that, Joey, and thank you very much for calling, and we hope the dog improves. Jim is next. Jim is next. We'll give him 7 seconds since he's patient. Jim, you there? Apparently not. Let's try Leroy up next. In Pensacola. Hey, Leroy, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
We are doing great, thank you.
You know, awesome. I think everybody is missing the obvious on the replacement for Cal in Kentucky. The man who should have still been in the SEC is the perfect fit. He's a winner, he produces, he gets the most out of his players, no matter who they are, and that's Will Wade.
Well, Will Wade has certainly rebuilt his reputation at McNeese. He had an amazing run. I don't think, even though things have changed dramatically in with the temperature and atmosphere of college basketball, I don't think a major school he's going to be eager to hire him, though. Maybe I'm wrong.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.